Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hello, and welcome to the Love Life Connection podcast, a podcast for successful women who feel like they have it all except love. I'm your host, Veronica Grant, a love and life coach. And my only goal with this podcast is to inspire you to believe in yourself and that real love is possible for you, even in our swipe right, swipe left world. Hello, and welcome to episode number 360 of the Love Life Connection podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in. As you can tell from the title of this show, I've got some big and honestly, even to me, surprising news. So back in March, if you forgot or missed the episode, I announced that I'm adding a second part to my business. So obviously you already know that I do love and relationship and dating coaching. And I recently added financial coaching and consulting to my business. And when I wanted to add this to my business and when I shared that news with you, I don't know, like I thought that I would be doing both and then I would just be in this place of inquiry. And this is something that actually I encourage my clients to do all the time. A very high percentage of my clients are Capricorns, by the way. Although not everybody, but most of my clients, regardless of their sun sign, do like to have plans and know where they're going. And this was really one of the few times in my life where I was like, okay, I want to do this thing in my business. I feel really passionate about it. It's, you know, when you see something, you can't unsee it. It was like one of those kinds of feelings. And so I knew I had to go for it. And I didn't really have a plan. I wasn't really sure if people would be interested, what I'd want to talk about, would I even like it? And look, I'm only a few months into this new piece of my business, but the pool has only gotten, pool as in P-U-L-L, has only gotten stronger, and it's becoming a force that, you know, I can't unsee or unfeel. And it just feels like really good timing. You know, I'm having the second baby in a few weeks at the time this episode is released. Actually, to be fair, I'm releasing this I'm recording this episode a couple weeks in advance. So I'm hoping that she's still got a few weeks to go. So let me rephrase what I just said. I think I will be having a baby in a few weeks from the time you're listening to this. And so I'm obviously going to step back because I have to, you know, do the whole fourth trimester newborn, welcome this new baby to planet Earth and reground myself and my family and my two-year-old and, you know, of course, her. And it just, I mean, logistically, but also energetically, it just makes a lot of sense that when I come back in the fall, there's just a new thing that I'm doing in the world, and that is money. And this is something that I've been thinking about for a few weeks now. And I, you know, I've been looking for like signs or something. I'm like, ah, tell me I'm doing the right thing, because this feels really, really scary, because I've had this love and relationship coaching business for a long time, since 2015. And it's been, not only has it supported my family, but it's just been a way for me to, I mean, this is just my dream. I'm so passionate about this. And I love that people listening, women who want to work with me, see relationships and dating as part, it's a microcosm of like a bigger story of some of the social problems, especially when it comes to race and gender and sexuality, how that impacts you on a micro level. And I just love talking about that, teaching about that, coaching about that. I'm so passionate. I don't think you can ignore those things when you date, because it really is a political process, right? Like, if someone doesn't recognize your bodily autonomy, that's a problem, right? And that can mean very different things politically. And so, you know, I was like, I don't know if I can let this go. I don't know if I can let this go. This has been my baby for so long, and it's grown up. And then I was sitting down to record this episode because I knew it was the right thing to do. Not the right thing, but the right thing for me. And this episode number happens to be 360. And it just feels like everything's coming full circle. You know, like not that I'm starting back where I was, although in some ways I definitely feel like that, because, you know, obviously it's not the same as starting a business in 2015 when I just had no audience, no podcast, nothing. But it just really does feel like it's a full circle moment and it's time to move on. And I feel a lot of feelings about it. I feel some excitement. I feel some sadness. I feel some fear. I feel some, gosh, what else do I feel? I feel like, gosh, what's the emotion? It's not like, I just feel like I'm jumping into the unknown. I haven't been in this space. I will say, I know many of you are following me on Instagram and TikTok. And especially on TikTok, whenever I post things about money, it's just all the old white men need to tell me that I'm wrong or mansplain or whatever. So that's been an interesting thing. But it's time for me to move on and focus on this thing that I've really always been passionate about and frankly always been really good at. I've shared on this podcast and, you know, even as early as I am in this new business, throughout some of the social networks that I'm on, that I've always been good with money and it makes sense to me. I do think I have a talent of being able to explain complex things in simple terms so that you can understand and know what you need to know and then move on with your life. And you don't have to read like a dense, you know, book or blog post that's geared towards people who are already in the industry or understand the jargon or whatever. So I think I have a passion for that. And, you know, the part of me that has had to grow a lot in this area is, you know, being good with money and understanding, you know, the index funds and being able to look at a stock and make some, you know, assumptions or predictions, or, you know, just being able to have a knack for budgeting or saving or planning or getting all that kind of stuff. Like, yes, that is, I do think that comes naturally to me. Is it because I have a sun and Venus in Capricorn? My friend Veronica Preddy, she's an astrologer, she's been on the show many times. She would say yes. But who knows? I don't know. What has been quite the journey is my relationship to money. And even from a very young age, I can remember always being scared or fearful that, oh, is there enough? Will we have enough? Will I run out? Will I stop making money? And then I think I have enough, but then all of a sudden I don't have enough because I've not brought in any money, right? Like, these have been fears that have been really ingrained in my mind. And certainly a lot of it came from, you know, my family of upbringing. I also think that this is a message we are sometimes very overtly, but often covertly told throughout, you know, the media, marketing, making us feel like we never have enough, we never are enough, we never will be enough, we'll ever be enough. And this has actually been kind of interesting for me to learn over the past 10 years, almost 10 years since having or starting this old business and then looking into the money aspect. And this is something that I've been talking about for a long time. So this isn't brand new. Like, I've had many episodes about this on the podcast before, But often the way we relate to one thing is how we relate to everything. And so I can see how money scarcity has shown up with relationships, with my health, with friends, with career opportunities, business opportunities, all those kinds of things. And so what I realized, or what I've noticed, because I do just enjoy reading personal finance books and personal finance blogs, because I don't know, I guess that's what us Capricorns like to do. But a lot of the just like personal finance stuff is like, oh, well, you should do this and you need to save this much and do that. Da-da-da-da-da. And it's like, oh, okay, cool. I'll just like start doing that. And I think for a lot of people, it's not that easy, because if it were that easy, like everyone would do it. And I've been saying this for a long time with like, if it were that easy to just see the red flag and act on it, then you would do it, right? But you know that there are emotional reasons underneath, possibly tied to core wounds, that make it really hard, if not impossible, to recognize a red flag for what it is and then take an action from there. And the same thing is with money, right? So if there is fear or any kind of story you're telling yourself about why you can't do this or why you can't do that, you know, there is some, it could be attached to core wounds, but it's really the same story. It's really like the same thing going on. And a lot of just the standard personal finance advice just didn't really talk about that. They might mention like, yeah, money's emotional too. But then it's like, okay, tell me more, expand on that. Why is it emotional? Why is it so hard to do the things that we're supposed to do? Why is it so hard to like stop blowing all of our money on stupid shit or whatever it is, right? And they just don't go there. On the other hand, when I started my business, that was when I first learned about this idea of like money blocks or manifestation or law of attraction. I never heard of this stuff before. And I started following it because, you know, at the beginning of my business, I was not making very much money. And I was like, damn, I need to manifest some money. So I, you know, certainly drank that Kool-Aid, went down that road. And one thing that I do think the money manifestors get right is they do talk a lot about your relationship to money. I don't know, I shouldn't say that about all of them because I don't know all of them, but I did follow a few that really did focus on healing your money story, your relationship with money. And that was really where they began the whole like manifesting process that they taught. And obviously I'm not going to go into it right now, but I have a lot of issues with the whole idea of law of attraction and money manifesting. I think it only gets you so far. But one thing that I do think they get right and that is really important is your money story and your relationship to money and your earliest memories around money and how money was talked about, how your parents or whoever raised you treated money like within your relationship, in their relationship with you. Like, do they always tell you like, oh, you don't deserve that, or, you know, who are you to ask for that kind of stuff or for me to buy that, right? Like those kind of things get deeply ingrained. And if that feels very familiar to a lot of the inner child work that I talk about as it relates to dating and relationships, that's because it is. And I just didn't really see that much of people who could do both, right? And so there was, again, there was like the finance bros that were like, save this, invest that, do that, da-da-da-da-da. And then you got the money manifestors, and they get the money story and the healing story piece, I think, right. But then I think that in the name of, you know, money manifestation or attracting money or whatever, a lot of it gets ungrounded. And frankly, sometimes what I've seen, irresponsible, some of these very same groups, you know, I've seen people in the name of manifestation or the universe or whatever say like, okay, I'm just going to like take this loan out or spend this money and trust that it's going to come back. And yes, like sometimes in business, we have to take risks. Sometimes we have to invest in the unknown. Like I get that. Like I've had a business for a long time. I understand that. But there has to be some sort of groundedness in it. Otherwise, it can just get really bad financially for people. And so I felt like there needed to be some, let's talk about if you can afford to take on this debt or make this big investment. Like, let's look at the numbers and let's get all of the groundwork laid so that even if it goes not the way you're hoping it will go, like you're not going to be totally screwed over, right? But, you know, at least in my experience, those teachers and coaches teaching that stuff like didn't want to go there, and they probably had their own reasons, but whatever. And so I just have been really feeling the pull to do both. And so even though like talking about like investment accounts is like, just feels like a totally different world than talking about, you know, Bumble accounts, which in, I guess in some ways it is, some ways probably actually isn't. In terms of like how you relate to it, you know, I don't really feel my work is going to change that much. It's just now I'm inserting the word money and bank accounts instead of Tinder accounts and love or relationships or men or whatever. And so that's really, you know, the direction that I'm moving. And I feel, oh, another emotion that I feel is I feel a little like, I don't know if guilty is the right word. What's the word? Well, for lack of a better term, I'll just use the word guilty right now. Because, you know, I'm afraid, I guess, maybe that's just it. It's just another thing that I'm fearful of is disappointing you or disappointing people, disappointing my clients. You know, I'm not betraying you. I'm not betraying my clients. I just feel like I have a better way to serve women. And in fact, I actually have a lot of friends.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
In the dating and relationship space that I trust and would have no problem, you know, any of you listening, you know, going to sign up to work with them or doing their programs. Let's see, if will I have any of them on my podcast just so you can be introduced? Maybe. Although my podcast will shift, but I'll somehow get that information to you because I know some people might want to, but I'll just say one because I know I'm going to be on her podcast talking about relationships and dating and money. Her name is Kara Sabin. And she runs a program called the Relationship Quotient, and she has a podcast called Reinventing Dating Daily. So I highly recommend you go check her out. I know there's others, but that's like the top of mind one that I highly recommend. We're good friends. If you're on my newsletter list, you saw that I just shared her retreat that she's leading in Tulum, Mexico. So yeah, I'll give you some information about her if you're interested, but that's one person I would turn to for sure if you want some more support around dating and relationships. So yeah, I do have that fear that I'm going to disappoint people or my clients. And also, I can't keep doing this because of that fear, right? You know, I have to move on. And it feels a little bit like I'm coaching myself through this. I can hear myself doing it in my head the same way that I coach my clients through breaking up with someone who, like, it seems great and, like, they're really nice, but it's just not the right person. They're like, well, I just feel really bad. I'm going to disappoint them. And it's like, yeah, but you're not going to marry the person either. So you got to let it go. And I feel a little bit like that right now. Okay. So what is next for me? Oh, and I guess first I just want to say, whether this is your first episode that you're listening to, or if you've been with me since episode one or anything in between, the amount of gratitude I have is enormous. I can't even begin to describe it. I started this podcast with nothing. I'm sure my first episode got like, I don't know, maybe 10 downloads. I have no idea. I guess I could go look. Maybe. I don't know if I could look that up. But, you know, I started this business with nothing. It wasn't like I was like, I don't know, had some sort of public-facing job that got me a lot of followers on Instagram and that I could monetize that and turn that into a business. Like, it was literally zero. And so I just am so appreciative of your trust, of your presence, of you sharing these episodes, this podcast, my work, your wins, all of that kind of stuff with me and with your friends and your communities, it really just, it means everything to me. So like I said, as you know, I'm having a baby soon. So obviously I'll be taking some time off. But here, I don't have an exact plan because, again, I am just trying to feel things through and not, like, overplan because, again, I can overplan because I got, like, more than just my Sun and Venus in Capricorn. I've got a lot of Capricorn. But here's my tentative plan as of now. So, again, I'm going to have this baby in hopefully mid-June. Hopefully I do not have a baby by the time you're listening to this. And I am planning to be fairly active still on my Instagram and TikTok. I don't know if I'll be there daily like I am right now, but I do plan to produce plenty of content and schedule it ahead of time. And that's been super fun. I'm getting great feedback from those videos and those carousel posts. And they're just about different things with money. And the idea is that it's just about one very small facet of money that's just very bite-sized, very digestible. And you can, you know, if it applies to you, you can save it and or screenshot it or whatever you need to do and then implement it. Or it might give you like a mindset shift or whatever it is around your money. So on TikTok and Instagram, I'm Veronica E. Grant, and I would love to have you follow me there. That's definitely one of the best ways to keep in touch. I also have a few freebies for you. So if you know that your relationship to money, we'll just say it could be better, then I encourage you to start with my money meditations bundle. In this bundle, I have 3 meditations for you. One is specifically around fear and scarcity around money. So if you do feel like, oh my gosh, like, do I have enough money? Or I'm not talking about like, you literally don't have enough money to pay the bills and like the math isn't working for you. I mean, like you just live in this constant fear of like spending money and like afraid you're going to, you know, run out, like the way I described how it affected my life. So that's the first meditation. The second meditation is making a decision about whether or not to spend money. So sometimes we can like ping pong back and forth and da 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 da. So I get you out of your head and really into your body and into your intuition to help you decide if spending amount of money on whatever it is, doesn't matter what it is. It could be a pair of shoes. It could be a vacation. It could be a coach. It could be going back to school. I don't know. It doesn't matter. I just walk you through the meditation walks you through a process to help you decide that for yourself. And then the final meditation is an abundance meditation. Well, I don't believe we can just like send out good airwaves and like attract money that way. I do think how you feel about money and how you approach it, especially if you are going in for negotiations or a job interview or sending a quote to a client or something like that, I do think it is really helpful to be in a good headspace. And so that meditation helps you with that. So you can grab those for free over at veronicagrant.com/money-meditations. And then the second freebie I have for you is my money checklist for the financially savvy woman. And what I hear a lot is from people, they say like, oh, well, you know, I have debt. I know I need to invest and save and do this, but I also want to like enjoy life now. So there's like all these competing priorities. So the money checklist, basically the way it works, you go through, it's super easy. Like it's not technical. You just check off the things that you already do or have done. So you've got it all done for you. And then for the things that you haven't done, you don't check those off, obviously, and you go back to the top of the list, start from the beginning, and then work your way down the checklist. And that way you know what to do first, what to do second, what to do third, and so on. So you can grab that over at veronicagrant.com/money-checklist. And then soon we are going to have a Run Your Money tracker. So if you signed up for my Run Your Money workshop back in April, you got the baby version of that. And so you'll get another version of that spreadsheet once we update it. So just so you know, if you're listening and you were in the Run Your Money workshop, but basically it is a very fancy spreadsheet that my wonderful husband has made and is continuing to work on based on what I tell him to do. That just helps you track like how much you've saved for different goals and like how long it'll take you to reach different goals and different debt that you have and what's the interest rate and how long it'll take you to pay those off if you like pay this much or if you pay that much. So just a way to like kind of track where you are. And there's also obviously one for investing and like seeing goals around retirement and all that kind of stuff. And so it's just a way for you to see where you are with your money And that won't be free. It'll be very low price, probably around $10 or $15. It's a very complicated spreadsheet calculator that I can't even begin to do, but that will be available soon. So if you sign up for my money meditations or my checklist, then you will be on my new newsletter list. And so you'll definitely hear about the money tracker when it's available. It'll be inexpensive, probably $10 or $15, at least for the first iteration. And then you'll get updates as we continue to update it and prove it and all that kind of stuff. And it's just a place where, like, you can have all your, you know, a lot of people have different bank accounts. You know, you have your investment accounts, your checking, whatever. And so this will just be a place where you can just log into one thing and see where all your money is and then update it from there. And that way you can just have your finger on the pulse as to where you are monetarily. And then the other thing that you can do is book a Run Your Money session. These are sessions where obviously we look at your money. You'll get one of these spreadsheets that I just talked about so you can fill it out so I can see where you are, help you set some goals, and then obviously a plan to move forward. And all of this is with, you know, relationship to money, emotions, all that kind of stuff in mind. Now, again, I'm recording this, or you're listening to this episode late May, possibly early June, depending on how, you know, behind you get with episodes. So I may or may not have any of those sessions on the calendar. You can go to veronicagrant.com and there you'll see a link to look and see. Otherwise, these sessions will start again, probably late summer, early fall. You know, obviously it kind of depends on baby and childcare and all of that kind of stuff. But this is what I have going on. You know, later in the fall or in 2024, I do hope to have some sort of low-cost course or membership, because I really do believe, one, I don't think you have to spend thousands and thousands and thousands to like get this part of your life in order. A lot of money advisors and wealth managers ultimately do cost that much when, if they're managing your money for you. I don't think you need to have that. I think a few $100 and you can learn this stuff and it can just stay with you for life. And that can either save or earn you thousands of dollars over your lifetime. So I am really committed to low cost options to where you can learn this. The exact format, you know, I don't really know at this point, but I do think it's important for women to be in the room talking about money. Whether we're literally in a physical room or a virtual room, probably a virtual room, I do think it helps, because for a lot of the same reasons that I talked about dating and like how politics is so intertwined with dating, the same thing is true with money, especially like around stereotypically women's jobs and what they're paid and, you know, various tax policies and like, you know, benefits that are given to billionaires as opposed to like people with kids, you know, which has an outsized proportion that impacts women. You know what I mean? So I do think that women are directly impacted by societal norms and politics and all that kind of stuff in much of the same way that, you know, the patriarchy can impact dating. I think it can impact money and specifically women and money. And that's a big part of why, one, this business doesn't feel totally different, even though it is. But two, I'm also really passionate about that. So look, if you're not interested at all in staying with me on this new journey, I totally understand. Feel free to unsubscribe from this podcast, from my newsletter, unfollow on Instagram. I will not be offended. You don't have to announce your departure. I mean, you can if you want. But, you know, I will be back. I will have a new podcast. Exactly when that will start, I'm not totally sure, so I don't want to give any dates. At the time that I'm recording this, I'm either going to be on a very abbreviated schedule while I'm gone, just have two episodes a month, or I'll be totally silent through the summer, let you do your summer thing, and then I'll be back in the fall. I just don't know. Probably by the time you're listening to this, I will know. So feel free to send me a DM and ask if you're curious. But when I'm recording this, I'm not really sure. So I don't want to give a definitive, like, I'll be back on this date, because I'm not sure I'll be able to, you know, hold to that. Plus, I am, you know, this Capricorn is trying out this new thing of like not being overly planned. So as long as you stay subscribed to this podcast, though, you will get the new episode in your feed whenever it's ready. It'll be there for you. And that's all I've got. So thank you all so much. I will have the links to everything that I mentioned, TikTok, Instagram, the money meditations, the money checklist, how to book a Run Your Money session, all of those things in the show notes. So feel free to, you know, just like get the episode description of wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can tap the button or tap the little, you know, hyperlink there and follow or sign yourself up or whatnot. Again, you know, thank you so much. Thank you for your support through this transition. Just know I'll be feeling all the feels. And I truly do, you know, appreciate you, even if we've never met or spoken. I really do appreciate you, you know, being a content creator like this, like just to have one person listen to your message and take action on it is absolutely just humbling and huge. So thank you for being with me. And if you want to stay on with me in this next phase of my journey, I would be so grateful. I will also be 100% understanding if it's just not the right topic for you. I totally get it. All right, my dear, for the final time on the Love Life Connection, I am signing off and I will see you on this feed with my new podcast soon. And of course, I will see you probably much sooner wherever you choose to stay in touch via social media or my newsletter list very soon. All right, dear, talk soon.
Thanks for listening to the Love Life Connection podcast. You can find the show notes for this episode at veronicagrant.com/podcast. And that's also the place you can sign up to be coached by me here on the show. And if you love this podcast, please leave a review over on Apple Podcasts. It helps more incredible women like you find this show and find real love. Until next time, remember, wherever you are is exactly where you need to be. You're not broken and you don't need to be fixed. Just because you've never had the relationship you want before doesn't mean you can't have it now.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, welcome to the Next Wave podcast. Consider us your chief AI officer in your business. My name is Matt Wolf. I have the number one YouTube channel in the AI space. I also run futuretools.com, and I'm joined by my co-host, Nathan Lands, founder of lore.com. We want to bring you the latest AI news and trends, show you how you can use AI in your business and personal life, and help make it super easy for you to understand and execute. We're going to equip you with the knowledge to thrive in this upcoming wave of change.